This is a outdoor picture of a man on a bench in front of a river. In the far background, out of focus, are some about three-story buildings, sort of tan or cream-colored base with navy blue to black shallow roofs. There are some sort of some other buildings with much steeper roofs. Those seem to be of a different design, a bit more cube-like with I guess steeper roofs, about 45 degrees. In front of these buildings are a row of trees. Again, they're out of focus, but they look to be mostly deciduous. In front of those is a roadway. There are four or five cars on it, cars and like a black van, a white trailer, and a orange yellow bus. Excuse me. These are traveling pretty much perpendicular to the direction of the camera, so just straight left to right. Then there's a small embankment about 2 meters tall, in front of which, closer to the camera, is a boardwalk. There seem to be about four or five people walking, again, left to right, or vice versa, on this boardwalk. Then there's a river, could be 100 or 200 meters across. Could also be a lake. It's hard to tell. We can't see either end of it. There seem to be a number of sort of orange and white objects floating in it. It's hard to tell if they're lane markers for rowing or anything. They could also be people swimming in the water with their heads showing it from the top. It's really hard to tell. Some of them seem to be distributed in a line. Some of them seem more random, so it's really hard to tell what they are. Then in front of that, in the very foreground, and the only objects in focus are basically the concrete wall slash railing in front of the river. Looks to be about hip high, maybe 80 to 120 centimeters tall, roughly. Sort of just flat concrete blocks, stacked. Along the river with a sort of rounded cap on top. In front of those, on the left of the image, is a garbage can with sort of just a metallic garbage can with like a lime green, yellowish green fairing or covering around the exterior. There's some text on it. It's mostly obscured. Most of it runs behind the trash can. It's hard to see what language it is. It could be German or Dutch. I can't quite make it out. And then in the center, towards the right of the image, is a bench facing towards the camera. It's got sort of iron sides and then dark green painted wooden slats for the seat and the back. The back only has one slat running across at the top of the bench. Presumably there were others, but they may have fallen out. And then at the far right end, from our perspective of the bench, there's a man sitting, looking with his hands in his lap, and it looks like he's maybe holding something, maybe a phone in his hands. It's a white man, looks to be about maybe mid-40s. Black hair, slicked back. It doesn't seem to be too long. Black hair slicked back. He's got a sort of black thread necklace around his neck, just a rope basically, from which he's hanging black sunglasses. He's wearing a white t-shirt. On his right bicep, there seems to be a tattoo, but it's mostly covered by the white t-shirt, so it's hard to see what it is. On the right hand, he's got a rope or cord bracelet with a sort of metal attachment on it. It's hard to make it out. On his left wrist, he's got a black watch. In his lap, there seems to be a black sports jacket or blazer, just sort of folded in his lap under his hands. And he's wearing black trousers and black leather shoes.